We're starting off the week with moderate levels of humidity across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are mild but not hot, and that's pretty much going to be the theme of the week. So mild temperatures with moderate levels of humidity. The humidity may ease a bit late this week into the beginning of the weekend, but that's still, of course, a few days down the road. It's only Monday, so let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. And with the mugginess around today and a disturbance coming through, we do have potential for some showers and thunderstorms in the coming hours, and some of these storms could be on the strong or severe side, so be aware that there is potential for damaging wind gusts, also some hail with these storms, and the other concern will be the threat for some heavy downpours that may lead to localized flooding. So be weather aware for the remainder of the day into this evening. The storms will tend to ease up as the evening moves along, so by about 9 or 10 o'clock, the storm threat, at least the heavier storm threat, should go away, though there might still be a lingering shower or thunderstorm moving through the remainder of the night. It will be a mild and muggy night across the area, and some areas of fog are possible as well. Overnight lows will be generally in the 60s. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll look for a mix of clouds and sunshine. It is still going to be rather muggy through the day tomorrow, and there might be a couple of pop-up showers or storms. Now, tomorrow, the best chance for a shower or thunderstorm will be in areas to the south and to the east of the capital region. So we'll highlight that area as the most likely area to see a shower or thunderstorm, though we could always see a storm or two pop up north and west of Albany as the day moves along. Temperatures tomorrow will be generally in the low 80s, so a day that may actually end up being a little bit below normal for this time of year, but still, it'll feel quite warm, especially when you factor in the humidity. Now on Wednesday, it looks to be mostly dry across the area, though there could be a storm south of Albany. Otherwise, we'll keep it warm and quite humid, and then on Thursday, we will increase those chances for showers and thunderstorms once again. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy with areas of fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or storm, warm and humid, high 76 to 84. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy with areas of fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, warm and humid, high 76 to 84. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, muggy with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, high 78 to 86. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, high 78 to 84. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm south of Albany, with highs in the 80s. And on Thursday, partly sunny, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.